AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Hundreds of supporters of President Trump's are protesting this evening in Washington ahead of tomorrow's congressional vote to certify Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. The crowd echoing Trump's already discredited claim that the election was stolen from him.
Stop the steal!
Trump and his supporters have lost numerous court challenges on local, state, and federal levels, including before the Supreme Court. Election officials from both political parties, governors in key battleground states, and Trump's former Attorney General William Barr have all said there was no widespread fraud in the election. One person out at the rally, the head of the far-right group, the Proud Boys.
Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio appeared before a judge after his arrest near the U.S. Capitol. Tarrio had posted online the extremist group would turn out in record numbers going incognito to protest Wednesday's congressional certification of Joe Biden's victory. But he was arrested by local police for having previously allegedly vandalized a Black Lives Matter banner in December and then was found to be in possession of high-capacity firearm magazines, which Tarrio reportedly admitted to selling. The judge says Tarrio can only come into Washington, D.C. to meet with his attorney or appear in court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Millions of Georgia voters have cast ballots in today's runoff elections to determine both U.S. Senate seats from the state and possibly control of the Senate itself. Republican incumbents Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue face Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. A win by both Democrats would swing the Senate to Joe Biden's party. This is AP News. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, this evening. That sound from WLS as people protest a decision by the county district attorney not to prosecute the white police officer who shot Black man Jacob Blake last August, leaving him paralyzed. Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely says his office would have been unable to disprove self-defense, in part because Blake himself refused to drop the knife he was holding. One of the Blake family attorneys, B. Ivory Lamar, tells WISN he is immensely disappointed with the decision.
The district attorney's office somehow believes that as we roll into 2021, that all of a sudden we're the country is legally blind or something. We think that the 20-second video is very clear. We don't need a 2-hour explanation.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.